The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. Today's reading is one that we've done a lot before, which is Marcus Aurelius' Meditations, Book 2, Paragraph 1. This was definitely the paragraph that got me into Marcus Aurelius, and I used to have it taped up in my own room in the dorm in Yeshiva. Still have it in my room here. I had it in my classroom in Shalhevet, and I think it's very good, and that's why I've read it a lot. But let me just contextualize this, okay? There is a line in Tehillim Perek Tzadi Aleph. This is Psalms 91, when David HaMelech is talking about Hashem's protection. So I'm just going to read the article English here for whatever it's worth. He says, "Whoever sits in the refuge of the Most High, he shall dwell in the shade of the Almighty. I will say of Hashem, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, I will trust in him. For he will deliver you from the ensnaring trap, from devastating pestilence. With his pinion he will cover you, and beneath his wings you will be protected. His truth is shield and armor. You shall not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day." Now here's the pasuk that I wanted to read. Mi dever ba'ofel yahaloch, mi ketev yashud tzaharayim, nor the pestilence that walks in gloom, nor the ketev yashud tzaharayim, the destroyer who lays waste at noon. Now, Chazal have their own interpretations of what this destroyer is that lays waste at noon. I wrote a blog post on it in regards to Tisha B'Av in 3 weeks, which I'll link below. I think the pshat is that the destroyer that lays waste at noon is the kosher ice cream truck that drives around these parts in the as soon as it starts getting warm. Obviously, I don't mean that literally, but that's how I experience it. There is a kosher ice cream truck that drives around. Mostly, I hear it on Fridays for all of Friday, and it plays this. It plays this song. I see I'm getting triggered already. This does not bode well. Plays this song, which I would play a sample of it, but I don't believe in it's good to consciously engage in acts of evil and subject people to it. So I will link you below in case you're a masochist and you'd like to listen to it yourself. If you haven't heard it, those who are local will know what I'm talking about. It is perhaps the most annoying song I've ever heard in my life. And not only is it annoying, in terms of the musicality, which as a former musician and composer, that annoyance is ratcheted up a lot. But the volume, you know, it's blaring and it will often park very close and just sit there outside of my apartment for a long time. And because it happens on Fridays, which is one of the few days I can actually have a chavrusa over the phone, then I am stuck with it while I'm trying to learn. And sometimes, depending on the on how close it is, then my chavrusa can hear it also, and it gets in my head, and then it gets stuck in my head, and then it drills into my brainstem. It's really really bad for me. So I've been and although I don't really. I'm pretty sure this is an objective observation. I don't really see myself as a complainer, except in regards to this kosher ice cream truck. I definitely complain about the kosher ice cream truck. It really pushes me past my ordinary thresholds of Mishleic thinking. Yeah. So I was the question is, how does one deal with that using Stoic techniques? You know, So obviously, I didn't realize. Okay, I've not read the Marcus Aurelius quotation yet. See, I got so annoyed by the ice cream truck. I haven't read this yet. So let's just read this Marcus Aurelius Meditations, Book 2, Paragraph 1. Begin the morning by saying to yourself, "Today I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, and the unsocial. All these things happen to them by reason of their ignorance of what is good and bad. But I, who have seen the nature of the good, that it is right, and of the bad, that it is wrong, and that the nature of the man who does wrong is akin to my own, not of the same blood and seed, but sharing the same intelligence, that is, a portion of divinity, I can neither be harmed by any of them, for no one can involve me in any wrong, nor can I be angry with my kinsman, nor hate him. For we have come into the world to work together, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows of the upper and lower teeth. To act against one another, then, is contrary to nature, and it is acting against one another to be vexed and to turn away." So again, we've read this a lot, and usually when I read this, I focus on the idea of man not engaging in evil out of malice, but out of ignorance. That's not what we're going to talk about today. But you know, also in this paragraph is the Stoic idea, which is, you know, which the Torah agrees with in its own way, which is that, you know, people can't really do harm to you in the sense that they can't make you bad. They can't make you make bad decisions. So people can affect your property, your body, even your emotions, but they can't produce badness in you. And that would be real harm. So the easiest way, or not the easiest way, I should say, sorry, the most obvious way to deal with a kosher ice cream truck is to realize that this is not actually harming me, right? I mean, now that's obvious, right? But like, fine. So I it's annoying. Like we said in, what was it? 2 days ago, like we said in two days ago, when you are experiencing cold water, then there's a lot of anguish that you generate in your own mind about the cold. But in reality, it's just your body is cold and it's a feeling. And there's it's a sensation. There's the bodily sensation, and then there's the mental anguish you generate around it. And with something like this, then, you know, if you can pause and stop and take a step back and realize that this is not actually harmful, you know, and I'm just, there's sounds in my ears, that would be great, right? But the problem is that because of the music and the words, and I cannot think when there are there's annoying music and words, I can't get into this mindset, and it doesn't help the annoyance. So that strategy is out the window for me. Maybe you can do it, but for it's out the window for me. And I can do this in other areas. Like I guess I do still take pride in the fact that when I'm on a plane, and there's a crying baby who's crying the entire time, then I tend to not get annoyed. I somehow slip into this mode where the crying becomes a sound rather than a consciousness expressing pain. And then the sound becomes an interesting feature of what's going on around me. And I can listen to it almost like music. Not that I would choose to listen to a baby crying, but when I'm in that state and I'm subjected to it, I can fairly easily slip into that mode. But for some reason with this song, this evil, evil song, I can't do it. So that strategy goes out the window. So then I was driving back on Sunday from the yeshiva end of the year rafting trip with a friend of mine who was talking about his way of dealing with the kosher ice cream truck. And we talked about the pasuk in Mishlei that I quoted also two episodes ago of Divrei Nirgan Kimizlamin V'hem Yardu Chadrei Vaten, that the words of a complainer are like physical blows that descend to the innermost depths of one's belly. And I, if you're interested in that, then listen to two episodes ago. I'm not going to go through the whole idea again because it was so recent. But the takeaway being that if I stop complaining about it, then it'll make things better, or it will at least turn down the volume on my annoyance levels. Whereas if I make this, like I did this episode, if I make this into my nemesis, then anytime it comes up, I'm going to be mobilized for attack. And it's just going to accentuate the fact that reality is not in line with my desires, and it's going to solidify me in my victimhood status, and it's just going to increase all of the mental shackles which sharpen the pain. So that's what my friend is going to be attempting to use, and that's great. And I certainly should try to use that as well. But the question is, what do I do when the music is blaring? You know, not complaining about it is what to not. Complaining about it is what I should not do. But what can I do when I'm here? So this brings me to my most recent strategy. So I'm walking to yeshiva yesterday afternoon for my Rambam B'kiyus shiur, and even though I ordinarily only encounter the ice cream truck on Fridays, there it is at the end of the street, and I hear it and I see it, and all of the emotions start coming up. Now, because I have been focusing on
Radical Acceptance by Tara Brach, and then I just started reading Radical Compassion, and I just started investigating the bracha of Re'eva Anyenu, which I recently gave a shiur on, which I'll also link in the show notes. So I've been thinking a lot about compassion, and so almost as a joke to myself, and this is not even one of her techniques, I guess this I got from IFS. One of the as a joke to myself, like I just started laughing when the kosher ice cream truck came, and I mentally beamed compassion at the music. Okay, and I can't explain what that means other than summoning up a feeling of compassion and then just almost visually, but more viscerally, like shooting it like a ray gun at the ice cream truck. Now again, that's not a technique. From anything, I guess, other than IFS, which you do with the parts of your psyche. So I did it as a joke, and then I suddenly had this shift. And again, maybe this is because I've been reading about compassion lately. I suddenly realized, oh my goodness, there's a man in that truck. And unlike me, I only have to deal with this truck when it drives around. This guy has a shift, and he has to deal with it all day and probably multiple times, multiple days a week. And he's stuck there. And as much as I hate it, it's got to be worse for him. And it's part of his livelihood and he has to do it. And I suddenly felt this extreme compassion and empathy with this poor guy who is in this prison cell of acoustic torture. And then I realized that I was out of myself. I was, or not out of myself in the capital S self way, but meaning instead of just sitting there stewing in my own feelings, the compassion had brought me out to empathize with this guy. And I don't know what it was about that experience, but my annoyance levels were suddenly down. It was replaced by this empathy and this sadness for this tortured creature, this creation of God who's in this truck, being subject to inhuman suffering. And I realized, oh wow, so that's a move. And then when I was going over it this morning and I was looking at this Marcus Aurelius thing, I realized that opening line, today I shall meet with the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, the unsocial. Okay. And he says why this happens. And then he concludes, nor can I be angry with my kinsman nor hate him, for we have come into the world to work together, like feet, like hands, like eyelids, like the rows and of the upper and lower teeth. To act against one another then is contrary to nature, and it is acting against one another to be vexed and to turn away. So I realize, oh my goodness, I am the busybody, the ungrateful, the arrogant, the deceitful, the envious, and the social. I am the guy who's getting annoyed by the ice cream truck, you know? And like, when in reality, this compassion made me realize that we are, so to speak, in this together, you know? And, you know, there are real evils in the world of crime and starvation and genocide and all these other real, genuine evils that are horrific. And then there are the small day-to-day yisurin, the afflictions, like this kosher ice cream truck that we have to deal with. And there's a common humanity in that. And I just realized that maybe this is a technique that I can actually use when, for example, let's say I'm stuck in traffic and I'm annoyed and people are like trying to like, you know, like weave in front of me and stuff like that. And instead of being annoyed at this person who's like, you know, cutting in front of me or whatever, maybe if I can feel compassion and realize that this guy is just as annoyed as I am, and we both have to suffer through this together, and in the grand scheme of things, it's not actually evil or harmful, but the feeling is I'm just consumed by this feeling and this feeling of annoyance, and by just beaming compassion and realizing that there's another human being suffering right next to me, then maybe that will unlock me from this egocentric field of complaints and victimhood. So that is how I intend to deal with the kosher ice cream truck. I don't know if I will hear it before I return to Seattle. So either way, we'll see if I get a chance to practice this again. Either way, it'll probably happen sometime in the future, and I will God willing, get a reprieve from this when I'm on the West Coast where there are no such ice cream trucks. That's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today and would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.